Blog Talk Radio.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and your soul, yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken.
About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the Lord what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
the Lord. Called according to his purpose. Thank you, Lord. Right where you are. Come on and tell us.
He said, I have received. Thank you, Lord. We thank God. When you believe, you can receive. I have received. He said, you've come into this building.
That's right.
And he said, I guarantee you, you won't be the same.
That's right.
Amen. Welcome, everyone.
Welcome.
At the Sunday service.
I'm just so glad. We're so glad to be here.
I'm so glad.
You're glad to be here Sunday service.
Yes, I am.
But I can see everybody that's here, they're glad to be here as well.
We thank God for you.
Yes, thank God for them.
God bless you. Welcome, everyone, to Sunday service. I am Pastor Tony LeMani.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
We want to welcome you all. Welcome.
Yes.
We see all, you know, our normals here, Sister Connie and everyone, and
welcome.
Sister Dillard, and Minister Rufford is here, and the family. Yes, Sister Mackie, and God bless you all. We don't know everybody that's here, but not everybody's coming here, but God bless you. Welcome. If it's your first time and you are a visitor, it's your first time in Sunday service with us, we want to welcome you. But not only that, we want to personally welcome you, me and my husband. So if you would press one, we want to welcome you and pray with you and pray for you. And thanking God for your life.
Amen.
Thanking God for all that he is doing, all that he's done, and all that he's about to do in the life of the believer.
That's right. And we know that God led you here. God led you here to be in Sunday service with us, you know, for a reason.
Yes.
Just like the song said, the reason why you came, you won't leave the same.
You won't be the same.
You will not be the same.
Yes.
We thank God for you. We thank God for the opportunity to be able to give you a word, not our word, but God's word.
God's word. Because we know God's word, his word, it heals us, it delivers us,
yes.
It redeems us, it justifies us, it sets us free. The word of God
does
all of that.
That's right.
For those who believe.
That's right.
Amen. Just like my word is powerful. If someone spoke to you and they said something, it could either make you happy, make you sad, it could depress you, it could just change your mood. Somebody could say something. The word from your mouth, because we have power in our mouth, that can change a person's whole outlook in life, really.
Oh, hallelujah. You directly in something that the Holy Spirit was showing me this week. So,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Again, welcome.
Welcome.
Again, we just want to thank God for you. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Lord, we come giving it all over to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask that you have your way right now, God. Lord, we ask that you touch, heal, deliver, and set free right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we bless your holy name. Lord, we can't do nothing without you, but we can do all things with you but fail in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you open up everyone's heart right now. Lord, open up our mind to receive all that you have for us to receive right now here in Sunday. Serves, oh God, let thy will be as it is in heaven, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for our daily bread right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace that's anew each morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you found us worthy to be here another day in the land of the living. We know that there were many that turned this day, oh God, but Lord, we thank you that we're here and we come to give you praise. It's not about us, oh God, it's all about you and what you're doing in us, oh God. Lord, let us receive divine directions and instructions, Father God. Lord, guide us and keep us in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, lead your sons and daughters on the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. Move in a mighty way in this service, oh God. Let breakthrough come, oh God, in our healing, in our deliverance, in our peace, in our joy, in our happiness, in our finances. Lord, in every area of our life, Lord, prosper us in the name of Jesus Christ. And that, Lord, we come to renew our mind right now. For the Bible says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of our mind. And Lord, we come for a renewal today in the name of Jesus Christ. And that, Lord, we're thirsty and anointing that's on our life right now. Oh, Lord, we ask that you protect our children in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, protect our family, oh God. There's so much that's going on. Oh God, but you, oh God, are able to do all things, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for keeping us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross. Lord, we thank you for the blood. Hallelujah. To your name, God. We thank you for the blood that reaches to the highest mountain, that flows to the lowest valley. Oh Lord, we thank you that no matter where we are in our life, oh God, where we are high, in the middle, or at the bottom, Lord, the blood reaches us. The blood covers us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh Lord, we come to be changed on today, oh God. Oh Lord, put us back on the wheel, oh God. For you are the potter, we are the clay, oh God. Make us over, oh God, the way that you want us to be, oh God. Not the way the world is teaching us to be, oh God, have taught us to be, but Lord, the way that you want us to be right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for the life and health and strength of our mothers and brothers and sisters. Thank you for the life and strength of our children, oh God. Thank you for the life of our wives and husbands right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for the life of your pastors and your prophets and your teachers and your evangelists, oh God, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we pray for the United States of America there. Lord, we pray for the head, oh God. No, we don't come to condemn them, oh God. We come to pray, Lord God, and lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, that you will change his mind, because you, God, and God alone can change all things. You can change the heart of man, oh God, but you got a whole world in your hands. Lord, so we pray for the president of the United States of America. Lord, we ask that you reign in him a clean heart. Lord, that you renew his mind today in the name of Jesus Christ. Help him with the Holy Ghost with fire. Oh, Lord, we know that your God is able. You're a miracle working God. Let miracles be worked on today in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we can't thank you enough, but yet we thank you. Lord, we bind all that we are to all that you are. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind our will to your will, oh God. Lord, we just want to say thank you and we love you, oh God. Have your way, Lord. Oh, my God, we've cried so much. Oh, Lord, but the Bible says that we can do it for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. He done all of us. We receive joy right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, touch my mother this day, oh, God. Touch my husband right now. Touch our children, oh, God, and move in the mighty way. Touch our brothers and sisters and move in the mighty way. All that's on the line, oh, God, you know, God. You know the beginning and the end. You know all about it, God. We come telling you about it today in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we love you, Lord. We need more of you. We come asking for more of you, Lord. Give us you. Everything else can wait. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you.
Yes,
my Lord, we thank you and we love you, oh God. We thank you and we stand in your promises on today, oh God. That your word said that you never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Help us not to go before you, oh God.
You, Lord.
Oh Lord, to go, Lord, to be led by you, Father God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we don't need money. We don't need things, cars, food. We don't even need you right now, Father God. We don't need anything else but you right now, oh God. Because we know when we have you, we have all that we need. Because you are Jehovah. Our provider. You are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. Hallelujah. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. For your word says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So Lord, we come seeking you first today in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit, come right now. Come right now and make your residence in us and never leave. Lord, we love you. And we thank you. Hallelujah. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Open your mouth up. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name. And we all say amen. 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 Hallelujah. Let it move on us right now. Let it move on us right now. Hallelujah. Let it move.
Hallelujah.
Let it move. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you all that are here in service. People are still coming in. We thank you right now. Thank you, Sister Jackson, for being here. We love you. God bless you. All who are here, we don't know everybody's number, but we thank God for you for being here. Amen. At this time, we'll have our scripture reading from Sister Dillard. Sister Carol Dillard. Sister Dillard, you're on. God bless you.
Good afternoon, everybody. Hope everybody has a good day. Amen. Giving honor to God, who's the head of my life, pastor and ministers, The scripture today is coming from Psalm 6, verse 1 through 10. And it said, Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not discipline me in your wrath. Be gracious to me, Lord, for I am weak. Hear me, Lord, for my bones are shaken. My whole being is shaken with terror. And you, Lord, how long? Turn, Lord, rescue me. Save me because of your faithfulness, faithful love, for there is no remembrance of you in death. Who can thank you in scorn? I am weary from my groaning. With my tears I damp my bed and my couch every night. My eyes are swollen from grief. They grow old because of all of my enemies. Depart from me, all evildoers, for the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping. The Lord has heard my plea for help. The Lord accepted my prayer. All my enemy will be ashamed and shaken with terror. They will turn back and suddenly be disgraced. I hope you, may God have a blessing to the readers, the hearing, and do of his word. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We love you.
Amen.
At this time, we'll have a word from Pastor Dorothy Manning.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Sister Dilla, may God bless you. May God bless you and all that you prayed about just now. You know, you was reading the scripture, you know, but you were praying about some things, and every single thing that you prayed about, you know, God has already taking care of that for you. It's already been done for you in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
All right, so I do have I do have a word here this morning. I thank everyone for being in attendance. I'm in Sunday service. Did I say this morning? I thank everyone for being in attendance of this Sunday service this afternoon. It's 2 p.m. hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. So Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to be able to see you one more day, to be able to see you in your word. We thank you, Father God, that you have allowed us to be joined together in agreement and touching in agreement, because we know when we are joined together and touching in agreement, we know that you are in the midst of it all. And we thank you, Father God, for being in the midst of it all. There's so many different places where we can be this afternoon, Father God, but we're right here in your presence, and we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single word that you give us in our mind, every single word that you give us in our heart. Every single word that proceeds out of our mouth is the knowledge of Christ Jesus, and not our words or not any other words. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving us revelation and knowledge of every single scripture that we read on this afternoon in the name of Jesus. And any unclean thoughts that try to rise up against us, any unclean spirit that try to hinder us, any confusion, any doubt, or any anger, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus, and you be loose from this place right now. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, and all that do agree says amen. Amen. Oh, so this afternoon, I have a word, and can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Amen. Amen. I have a word this afternoon. It won't be long. I'll be coming out of the book of Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18, and I'll start somewhere around the 25th verse. So today, the word, I have to have a question first. You know, how do I get to heaven? How do I get to heaven? You know, this is a question that some point in your life as believers, or some point in your life, you know, if you don't believe yet, you know, we all have this question because we've heard about heaven, and, you know, heaven seems like this is the place to be. And every single one that hears about a place to be, you know, you have a feeling that's in your mind or a feeling that's in your heart. You know, that's where I want to be. You know, I want to be in heaven. And everybody has that desire to go to heaven. So how do I get to heaven? Okay, over here in Luke chapter 18, if you have your Bibles, go with me over here to Luke chapter 18. And we'll start right here at verse 25. Luke chapter 18 and verses 25. It reads here, it's talking about the rich young ruler. See, we have heard this
message before. So I'm just going to read them and give you what God gave me. It says, and I'll read this from the message, from the Message Bible. One day, a local official said, "Good teacher, what must I do to deserve eternal life?" And Jesus said, "Why are you calling me good? No one is good but God and God only. You know my commandment." He said, no lustful sex, no killing, no stealing, no lying. Honor your father and your mother." And he said, now this is the ritual, and he said, "I have kept all of them for as long as I can remember." Then Jesus heard that and said, "Then there's no other thing left for you to do. Sell everything you own and give it away to the poor. You have riches in heaven. Then come follow me." I want to stop right here for a second. Okay, now, every single body, including myself, you know, we have lived in this world, you know, for some time now. And what we were taught to do is to make sure that we make enough money, make sure that we have all the things that we need to survive here. Make sure you have all the things that you survive here. And there was a possibility at the time that we did not have all the things that we needed. And we may have fought hard. We may have worked a job over here. We may have gotten someone to give us a chance to go work in this place to make a certain amount of money. We've gotten comfortable with that. And some of us maybe even took that to a different place. You know, we took the job that we got, and we've earned ourselves a place, and we've earned riches. And we earn these riches. This makes us feel good because we have every single thing we can ever want and every single thing that we need because we have earned it. We have earned it. And we're not just going to give it away because, you know, we work so hard, you know, our whole life. You know, we work so hard, you know, to get these things, you know, whether houses, cars, land, or whatever it is. And maybe even be a position at a certain firm or a job or something. You know, we're not just going to give it away to anybody. So this right here shows me something right here. You know, Jesus was saying, you know, you done kept all of the commandments. For all is for you to do according to what you asked me is sell all you got and give it to the poor. I know if it was me, this would be very difficult for me to do, to give all that I worked so hard for. Amen. So let's just go ahead on and move forward. I'm not going to keep you long here. All right, and it says, this was the last thing that the official expected to hear. He said he was very rich because he trembled sadly. He had holding on tight to a lot of things. He was holding on tight to a lot of things, and he wasn't ready to let them go. I mean, I would be the same way. He was holding on to these things, and he just wasn't ready to let them go. You know, he was rich. You mean tell me I got to get rid of all that I have, sell all I have? You know, that's how I'm able to get into heaven. So right now what it says right here, he had a lot of things that he was holding on to, and it says, Jesus said, seeing his reaction, Jesus said, "Do you have any idea how difficult it is for people to have all they ever want to enter into the kingdom of heaven? I say it's easier to thread a camel through a needle's eye than for a rich person to enter into the kingdom of heaven."
My Lord, amen.
"Then who?" Yes, that is true. "Then who has a chance at all?" the others ask. So who has a chance at all, you know, to get in there? "No chance at all," Jesus said. "If you think that you can pull it all together by yourself," he said, "if you can think you can do it all by yourself," he says, "every chance in the world, if you trust God, you can do it." So what this is saying is that if you think that you can do anything by yourself, you think you can do it all by yourself, then you are sadly mistaken. But with God, you can do it all. You can do it all. So that's all that I have here for you today. That's all I have for you today. trust God. Anyone that's looking to get into heaven, and this is something that you are desire. Anyone that's looking to give into heaven, it's not because of you can earn your way into heaven. The way into heaven is through the kingdom, and Jesus Christ is the kingdom. And when you trust and believe in Jesus Christ and you follow him, this is the way. See, God loves all of his children, and God wants the best for each and every one of us. And he shows us how to live here in this world. He shows us how to live here on earth, regardless of what we have earned or what we have possessed.
Amen.
Now, see, when we are willing to give up all that we have in exchange for all that God has for us, God bless you. You know, may God
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you for the 5-minute segment of the message from Pastor Manning. At this time, we'll have two song selections, and we'll come back for the spoken word of God, the message for the day, the word to come forth with Pastor Tawanisha Manning. You all stay right there. Let the Holy Spirit move on you. Amen.
Look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Closer than ever.
That's true. There's a song that we sing in our church in New York, Perfecting Faith Church. It's about an every Sunday song. Listen, I don't need you to get tired now. I need those of you that are going to help us stand up, and we're going to give God glory. We praise God. He has a name that's above every name.
Yeah.
So the song just simply says this. It says, I call you holy. Your name is holy. You are so holy to me. Somebody say,
I call you holy. Your name is holy. Holy you are, and holy you be.
Come on, I want you to raise your voice all throughout this room. Let the world hear you here from the right church.
I call you holy.
Yes, I call you.
I call you holy.
Your name is holy.
Your name is holy.
Holy you are.
Holy you are.
We've made it to the message part of Sunday service today. Will be given to you by no other than Pastor Tawanika Manning. You know, God has called her into the 5-4 ministry. So enjoy it. I'm ready for the lesson. I hope you all are as well. Pastor Tawanika Manning.
Hey, man, glory to God. We thank God. Oh, y'all, put your hands together and give God all praise and all honor and all glory right now. Just thanking God for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do in your life and your family member, that God is answering your prayers right now. Clap your hands, stand to your feet, and just thank God right now, right where you are. Do you trust God to do it? Do you have faith right now? Stand to your feet and clap your hands. I don't care who's around you. I don't care if you're in the store, in the car, pull over and give God all praise, honor, and glory right now. I don't care what you got on or what you don't have on. Give God all praise and glory, for he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do, Lord. We trust in you, oh God. We come giving it all over to you right now. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about the things of God. I'm excited because God is counting me worthy. I'm excited that my husband is here, that our children are here, that my mother is here, that my family is here. I'm excited. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but maybe because you ain't been through nothing, but God has done so much to me. When I look back over my life and see where God has brought me from, I get excited. My Lord, my God. It ain't gonna shout about. Tell us to understand your praise, because they don't know what you had to get through and go through to get you where you are today. They don't know that last year you were sick on your bed. They don't know that everything was taken from you. You got a reason to shout. Stand to your feet and just thank God. If it had not been for God on your side, where would you be on today? My Lord, my God, we give it to you right now. I'm excited, you all. And if you know me, I can't hold it. I can't hold it. Sometimes my husband just look at me like, what is going on with this woman? And then he can't help it because I become contagious. And then he get excited. He gets to boiling. So we just thank God for you. I thank God for my husband. Thank you, Pastor. I thank God for my mother, Carol Dillard. I thank you, Mother. I thank God for my children. I thank God for my in-laws. I see that Mother Manning, Helen Manning is in service. God bless you. I thank God for all that is here. I thank God for you, Sister Connie and Minister Ref. I thank God for my share. I thank God for so many people that are here to walk with us and to encourage us each and every day. I thank God for you. You are wonderful in the sight of God. God loves you. Remember that. I don't care what you've done and where you've been. God loves you. And he's not like man. He's not like us that he will turn on you. He is a God that loves. He's a just God. He's a faithful God. So let me just get right to you. I was excited. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let nobody close my mouth. I'm going to praise God in every situation, good, bad, or another. It does not matter. God is worthy in every situation in our life. You all, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we come to you now, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness right now and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, in whether in the spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be shut, whether in the spiritual or natural, in our lives right now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and each person on the line today that we pray for, Lord God, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thoughts, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for having your way in this Sunday service, oh God. It is not about us. It's all about you, Father God. Come, Lord Jesus, right now to take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity. And I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, an honor, and praise unto you. I decree, right now, I decree in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you are my God and I love you. I decrease right now so that you may have all the increase in me in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your word go forth. I sit down that you may stand up in me. I decree and declare to you to be on the throne of my life, in and through and all over every area of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. I bless your mighty name. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. You all, God bless you once again. Today the message is let it go. Let it go. Can we let it go? It's so much that God wants to do for us, and it's so much that we have been holding on to for so long, and God is telling us to let it go, and sometimes we will let some of it go, but we won't let all of it go. See, God is calling us to let things go, but can you let it go? We're going to go, first of all, to the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 24, you all. I'm going to begin at verse 4 through 12 here. We're talking about letting it go. Sometimes we allow our emotions to take over, and then we start operating outside of God's will because we can't let go the pain. We can't let go the anger. We can't let go of hurt. We can't let go of the disappointment. We can't let go of guilt. We can't let go of the shame, but we have to let go and let God have his way. It is not for us to take revenge on anyone. The Bible says that God will fight your battles. He will avenge you, but you got to let go and let God, and you got to trust God to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. A lot of us have been beating ourselves down, beating yourself up over something that you did. Stop and move forward to embrace God's fresh offerings to you. But in order to do that, you have to let go what somebody said about you, what somebody did to you, what you did to somebody, what you said to somebody. You got to let it go. So now that you can walk in peace, you can walk and receive the blessing of God. You can now receive your healing, but you can't because you can't let go. Let go. That is the message on today. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 24, and I promise you I won't keep you long because my voice one is already going on me. The Bible says in verse 4, Then the men of David said to him, this is the day of which the Lord said to you, behold, I will deliver your enemy into your hand, that you may do to him as it seems good to you. And David arose secretly. Hallelujah. David arose. The Bible said, David arose, you all. Again, if you don't know where I'm in 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 4. The Bible said, and David arose and secretly cut off a corner of Saul's robe. Verse 5 says, now it happened afterward that David's heart troubled him because he had cut Saul's robe. Verse 6 says, and he said to his men, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing to my master and the Lord's anointed to stretch out my hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord. Verse 7 says, so David restrained his servants with these words and did not allow them to rise against Saul. And Saul got up from the cave and went on his way. Verse 8 says, David also arose after, went out the cave, and called out to Saul, saying, my lord the king. And when Saul looked behind him, David stooped with his face to the earth and bowed down. And David said to Saul, why do you listen to the words of men who say, indeed David seeks you harm? And verse 10 said, look this day, your eyes have seen that the Lord delivered you today into my hand in the cave. And someone urged me to kill you, but my eyes spared you, and I said, I will not stretch out my hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. Verse 11 said, moreover, my father, see, yes, the corner of your robe in my hand, for in that I cut off the corner of your robe and did not kill you, know and see that there is neither evil nor rebellion in my hand, and I have not sinned against you, yet you hunt my life to take it. Let the Lord judge between you and me, and let the Lord avenge me on you, but my hand shall not be against you. Has someone done something to you? Has someone taken what you have? Has someone tried to take your life, and you wanted to go about yourself, but God said, let it go. I will avenge you. Are you willing to let go? Think about David. even in the situation he was in. Saul was seeking to kill him. I mean, everywhere he went, Saul was seeking, and he was not going to stop. Now, David, the Bible says that God was going to deliver his enemy in his hand, but David set out to do what was right and what was good at the time. He said, I will not, and he let him see, but I have a corner of your robe. If I wanted to, I could have taken your life, but I am going to let go and I let God handle you. I'm going to let God be the judge of you, because God knows, he knows better than I know. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let it go. Can you let go when somebody has robbed you, when somebody is seeking to kill you? You know, the thing is that kill or be killed. Are you in a situation where you have to kill or be killed? Or can you walk away knowing that when you walk away and let go of that situation can come and take you out? Are you willing to let go today? Amen. Are you willing to let go and let God have his way like David? David said, and let the Lord avenge me on you, but my hand shall not come against you. Some of us today can let go when somebody say something to us, like even in the church. We can't let go of things that someone has did to us. Even to this day, we're still holding on to that hurt and that pain, and we can't move forward because we allow that thing to cause confusion. We can't love like we need to because we can't let go of what somebody did in the past to us. We can't have a good relationship, an effective marriage, a relationship with anyone, because we can't let go to what daddy didn't do, what mama didn't do, or what mama did to me, or what daddy did to me, or what that last man did, or what the last woman did. We can't let go so God can have his way. Don't you know that God can perfect you in the midst of your pain, in the midst of your hurt? God can perfect that thing, but if you just let go and let God do it, I'm here to tell you today, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Because it is keeping you back from your healing. It is keeping you back from your deliverance. It is keeping you back from the blessings of God. It is keeping you back because you will not let go. Some of us will not leave a relationship that God has said, come out of that thing. You're like, no, because I got to have my furniture. I got to have the house. I got to have the car. And you're miserable because you won't let those things go. You'd rather live in misery than to let go and let God bless you with greater. I'm here to tell you today, if you don't let it go, you're going to continue to be bogged down. You're going to continue to operate in bondage. You're going to continue to be oppressed and depressed. You're going to continue to be sick because you can't forgive. You can't let go and forgive and let God. You got this whole mindset that, oh, I'll forgive you, but I'll never forget. When you let it go, forget about it. Oh, you really can let it go and forget about it. I know he said it. I know he did it. I know she hurt you. I know they said it, but let it go. Let it go. The Bible tells us that Abraham, God called Abraham from his family. He told him to leave his country, leave his family. All that Abraham knew, everything that he had, everything he needed with his family, he said, leave your family. Why? He said, leave so I can bless you. So he didn't say, take all you can, take all you want. He said, leave, go. The Bible tells that Abraham left, that Abram left immediately. Can you let go? If I tell you today to let go, cut some people off, because I'm going to bless you, will you let it go? Or will you go back to God and say, God, are you sure? You sure I can't do this more, God? You sure? If I tell you to let go of that job, because you've been going to God, you've been complaining about, oh, this job is driving me crazy, I'm tired, I'm stressed, God said, let it go, I'm going to bless you. Are you willing? Will you trust God and let it go? That's the question. Can you let it go? Well, I'm here to tell you, if you trust God, if you just trust God and hold on to God and let it go and hold on to God and let God have this way. The Bible tells us in Ruth, in chapter 1, verse 16 through 17, you all know the story about Ruth and Naomi. She decided on her own that she would not go back to her home country after her husband had died. She was willing to let go of what she knew, that what would be more comfortable to her. A lot of times we want to be so comfortable, we won't let these things go because it becomes uncomfortable, because we don't understand. But when you trust God, you can let go and know that God has you. The Bible tells us in Ruth chapter 1, verse 16 through 17, but Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also if anything but death parts you and me. She was willing and she did. She let everything go to follow and to trust And we know the story of Ruth. She got blessed. She got blessed, and she met her Boaz. She met her Boaz because she trusted God. She let go the things that she knew. She let go the opportunity to be able to go back home to what she knew, that there would be a place for her to stay, food for her to eat, people that would be there to love on her. But she was willing to let go of the old and hold on to what was to come, to hold on to the new, to hold on to what God promised. In the name of Jesus Christ, can you let go today? God is requiring you to let it go. There was times in my life where I couldn't let go. I was like, no, I was in a relationship. I had children, and I was like, no, I'm not leaving without my things. I bought that couch. I bought that refrigerator. I bought that bed. No, I'm not leaving till I get what's mine. I worked real hard. You ain't bought nothing in here. I've taken everything mine, and God said, let it go. And I had to get to the point where I was going to trust God, and I moved out of that place, and I received peace. I received provision. I received a way. I received love because I was willing to let it go. Are you willing to let go? I slept in an empty apartment, and God provided. The next month, it was full of furniture. My children was happy. I'm here to ask you today, are you ready to let it go? Because when you let go and let God have his way, he will make a way. Let it go. Let go the pain. Some people have lost loved ones. I'm not saying forget about it, but let it go. You can't move. You can't do anything else. You can't focus. You can't be anything else because you won't let it go. Because some things we cannot change. Those things that you can't change, you got to let it go. You're still trying to hold on to something that you can't change. If somebody abused you, guess what? You cannot change that. You have to let it go. Your change is to let it go, to let God have it. Your change is to walk away and say, you know what? If I got God, I don't need nothing else. You got to let things go. Some people, you got to let go. It's just things in our life that we have to let go. But if you never let it go, you can't get nowhere. You got to let go the old way. Hallelujah. Joseph in the Bible, when we look in Genesis 45 and 4, he had to let go of the anger. You know the story about Joseph. His brothers, they sold him into slavery. And he went through so many things. He was in prison. He was in jail for things that he did not do. And there came a time, hallelujah, that God raised him up from the jail and everything that he was going through at the time. And it came a time where his brothers had to come to him. They didn't know who he was. They didn't recognize him, but he recognized them. He could have punished them for all that they had did to him, but he was willing, and he let go of what he should. He had the right to feel. He had the right to be angry. He had the right to make them suffer on his hand because what they did to him. But the Bible tells us that he did not, hallelujah, he let go that past hurt and pain of what his brothers, we talking about his own flesh and blood, did to him. I know a lot of us have been hurt by the ones that we love. I know a lot of us have been church hurt, and we don't want to go to church, but you got to let that go, and you got to let God have his way. The Bible says in Genesis 45, verse 4, the Bible says, we're speaking about Joseph. The Bible said, and Joseph said to his brothers, please come near to me. So they came near. Then he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt, but now do not, hallelujah, 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 therefore, yeah. Be Lord. Grieved or angry with yourself because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years, a famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. We thank you, Lord God. So even here, he didn't say all that you did to me, and you all going to pay at this time. He let that go and said, God has sent me. God was making a way. I know what you did. I know what you was trying to do, but God had a plan greater than yours. And I thank God for his plan and his purpose of my life. So he was able to let go. Not only that, but he was able to help those who had hurt him, to help those that had sold him, to help those that brought us discouragement, to help those that tried to break him down and beat him up, to help those because he was able to let go and trust God. Are you ready to let it go today? That is the question. Are you, hallelujah, ready to let it go today? Tawanika Manning, are you ready to let it go today? Doris St. Manning, are you ready to let it go today? Sister Mackey, are you ready to let it go today? Sister Dillon, are you ready to let it go today? Whatever it is, it's been time that even my own children hurt me, and I was like, it was hard for me to let go because you're looking, that's my child. How can you say that to me? How can you go and lie about me when I'm feeding you, when I'm loving you, when I'm doing the best I can, and you out there talking down on me? You're talking dirty about me. I'm the one day you birthed, and I had to let go. Are you willing to let go even your child that hurt you? Are you willing to let go your mama that hurt you? Are you willing to let go? Hallelujah. My God, it is my prayer that today, if you have not let go of what people have done to you, what people have said to you. Hallelujah. It's my prayer that you would let go today so that you can be healed, so that you can be delivered, so that you can be set free. But you got to let it go and trust God. Some people, we are holding on to relationships and things because we're thinking that if we let it go, we're not going to be able to pay our bills. We're thinking that, oh, if I let them go, if I let her go, then where am I have to stay? But you got to trust God and you got to let it go. And not just let it go, let it go trusting God in the letting go. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Hey, Mama de Koboshata. A lot of us are still living under the old covenant, and you got to let that go because now we're under a new covenant, which is grace and mercy. Let go, Lord, of the old things, the old way. You know, sometimes we're so stuck in the old way of doing things, can't nobody tell us, listen. And they're trying to tell you, they don't do it like that no more, Mama. They don't do it like that no more, Daddy. And you're just so stuck in your ways that you're not willing to let go and be able to be blessed. But the moment you let go and see it a different way, you're like, oh, you mean to tell me I've been doing all that all this time, and I could have been doing this, and it's better? Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. It's hard sometimes to let go, hallelujah, for what is comfortable to you, you know, of what you know, and to walk into something you don't know. But God is with you. You just have to believe that God is with you, and he'll never leave you nor forsake you. The Bible tells us in Philippians 3, 13 through 14, you all, this is Apostle Paul that is speaking here. He said, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things, hallelujah, which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. It don't matter how much money you used to have, what you do. Some people, you'll talk to them and they'll tell you about how they used to be, and I used to be this, and I had this, and I had that, and oh, and this and that. And they can't let go of that so God can give them greater. And a lot of times we're looking for material things. We're looking for monetary value, but God said, I'm doing a new thing in you. I'm making you rich in spirit. Hallelujah. I'm about to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Let go of what the world has taught you. Let go and hold on to me. Hold on to everything of God. See, here in the Bible, when Paul was speaking to the in Philippians here, he said Paul had reason, you ought to forget what was behind him. He had held the cross of those who stoned Stephen, the first Christian matriarch. You all, we have all done things for which we are ashamed, and we live in the tension of what we have been and what we want to be, because our hope is in Christ. However, we can let go of past guilt and look forward. You all, look forward to what God will help us become, not what you can do, but what God can do. Don't dwell on your past. Instead, grow in the knowledge of God by concentrating on your relationship with him right now. Right, if you have not before today, right now, today, realize that you are forgiven, and then move on to a life of faith and obedience. God forgives. He does not condemn. He does not condemn us. It is the work of the enemy. Let go and let God know that God has already forgiven you. Move forward. Press toward the mark. Look forward to a fuller and more meaningful life because of your hope in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank God today, Lord. You're more than able to do all things, oh God. You're more than worthy to be praised. And God, we just want to say thank you all. Let go, you all. Let go. Are you having a hard time of letting go? Are you having a hard time saying, God, I know I did it, and Lord, I just can't shake it. It just continues to consume you. Do you have a hard time of letting go sometimes in the world's worst, when it comes to beating yourself up over situations that you didn't handle well? You know, you could have said the right thing, you could have did the right thing, but you know, you said the wrong thing, and you know you did when it came out your mouth, when you thought it, you know it wasn't right, and you ask God for forgiveness, and it is needed, you attempt to, for restitution is wanted, you are, but you got to receive it, you got to let go of all that you said and that you've done in the past. God has forgiven you. But you got to let it go. Don't keep worrying about it and not letting it go. Because God will help you. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, God says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We're not talking about the stuff in your past that you keep holding on to that you won't let go. All things are new. All things have become new in you because now you're in Christ. You're no longer operating on the old system. You're operating the new system, which is Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who has redeemed you, who has delivered you. Amen. Amen. He says that all things are just that, old and gone. Gone. All things are old and gone, y'all. Stop trying to go back and get it. Let it go. The Bible says in Isaiah 43:18-19, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, listen here. See, I am doing a new thing. God is doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. God has something new for us, something new for me and you, and he wants us to look to see what he is doing. But in order to do that, we have to let go. The Bible says in Exodus 23:20, see, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way and to bring you to the place I have prepared. God has sent an angel, you all, ahead of us, and he doesn't send us alone as we walk into an unknown future. You are not alone. The Bible says in Job 17:9, the righteous keep moving forward, and those with clean hands become stronger and stronger. Moving forward, you all. Letting go and moving forward, you all. Understand this. With him, it makes us stronger. When we're moving forward and we let go with God, he makes things stronger. We're not weak in our move. We're not weak in letting go. We're made stronger when we let go. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. I know sometimes it feels like it's hard to let go. It's hard to let go sometimes. It feels unnatural to just let go and let God, you know, for some of us. No one faced it. You know, it's so much stuff that we're going through. You say, but how do I let go? They took my baby. They did this to me. How do I let go? I'm hurting. Give it over to God. The Bible tells us, cast all your cares upon me because I care. Do that. And watch God heal your body. Watch God give you peace of mind. Watch God make a way out of no way. Watch God bring unity where the enemy has caused division in your life. Watch God do it. Watch breakthrough come. Watch the light shine where there was darkness because you decided to let go. Watch others get saved because you decided to let go. Watch others be healed because you decided to let go. Somebody is waiting on you to let go so they can be blessed. Somebody is waiting for you to let go so they can be healed. Will you let it go? Because God is saying to all of us, let it go and let me have my way. Because you know one thing about God, he knows the way. And he will not lead you down a path, you all, that is crooked. He will make every way straight for you if you just let it go. God bless you all. God bless you all. We thank you, Father God, for your word, oh God. Lord, I ask that you allow the scripture and everything that went forth in this message to take root and manifest in all of us, oh God, that we will let go, oh God, and let you have your way in our life. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God, for deliverance in this service right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come asking, Lord God, that you will help us, oh God, to let go.
Yes.
And that you would just have your way right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we give it all over to you right now, oh God. Have your way. Let breakthrough come in everyone's life on the line today. Lord, touch every heart right now and mine. Let us be set free, oh God. Fix that is broken, Lord God. Mend the tear in our soul so that we can let go on today. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. If in Jesus' name we pray that we are saved, that we are delivered, that we are blessed, that we are favored and protected. Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
To God be the glory, to God be the glory. God bless you all, God bless you all. That concludes my sermon for today. Right now, we'll go ahead and open up the doors of the church right now, if there is one. There's one that says, you know what? I'm tired of doing it myself. I'm tired. I can't do it anymore. I want to rededicate my life to God. I want to come on in. I'm tired of being out here in this world. I'm tired of doing it my way. Lord, give me you. Everything else can wait. Hallelujah. If there's one out there that says, you know what? I think here at the Gospel Public Ministry is a place for me to grow in Christ. It's our honor and privilege to be able to invite you in, extend the invitation of discipleship to be here with me and my husband here. And we just thank God for you. Amen. If there's someone who needs prayer, we want to pray for you and pray with you. Press one. Either or, however it is for you, press one. And we just thank God for you. And we thank God for moving on this line. Amen. Amen. We'll give you a second here. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. If there is one, we're not going to rush you. We're not going to rush you. But if there is one today, if you have a testimony you want to share, we want to hear from you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God, hearing the word of Christ. If there is one today, what God has done for you, don't keep it to yourself. Tell somebody about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just want to thank God. At this time, we're going to go ahead and pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace. We thank you, Father God, for all that you've done in this Sunday service, oh God. Oh, Lord, for me and my husband and all that is in service today. Lord, we ask that you continue to move in the mighty way, oh God. Oh, Lord, breaking down every barrier that the enemy has set up, oh God, to keep us from our blessings, to keep us from our healing, to keep us from being set free, oh God. Oh, Lord, I ask that you help all that's on the line. And, Lord, I thank you for your help, your ever-present help, and the help that is on the way. Lord, we love you, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your promises, oh God. Thank you for your truth, oh God. Thank you for setting us free. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, thank you for the blood that we can decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and the power in his name that we are God's children, that we are God's children, and for we are born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, that we are forgiven of all our sins and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, that we are new creatures in Christ, that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, that we are delivered from the power of darkness and translated in God's kingdom, that we are redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. We thank you, Lord God, that we are blessed because you made us a blessing, that we are saints, that we are the head and not the tail, that we are above and not beneath, in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, amen. My God, we thank you. We thank you for the life, health, and strength of our grandmother Helen. Oh God, we thank you that you're moving in a mighty way. Lord, let the Holy Spirit come. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Lord. We bless your name. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the righteousness of God. We are the elect of God, the established of the end. We are made near to our Heavenly Father by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are set free. We are strong in the Lord, and we are dead to sin. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. It is in Jesus' name we pray. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. For God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we'll have our tithes and offering. You all, if you have your tithes and offering, get those ready. We're going to pray over it. You can send those through Cash App at Pastor Chantel or through Facebook at Tawanika Manning. And that's spelled TYWANI. QUEKYA Manning, MANNING. So you can send those over. Thank you. You can send those over to us, and we'll be praying over those offerings. Remember, you all, we are in prayer, in the sense we pray all the month of October. So again, that's at Pastor Chantel, you all. Pastor Chantel is a capital P A S T O R. Chantel is spelled S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L, and send those tithes and offering over. Heavenly Father, we thank you now. Let us pray over the tithes and offering. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and through his precious blood. And we just want to say thank you, O God, that you've made us a blessing, to be a blessing, O God. So as we come right now and pay our tithes according to your word in Malachi 3, we claim and ask you to fulfill the seven promises that you have given us, O God, as a tither, and as we give our offerings on today, in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, you know that we tithe and we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3 and 10. Heavenly Father, you have promised us according to your word that heaven will open up and pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, you promised us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes that we will be prosperous. Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3:11 that you will rebuke the devourer for our sake. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, right now to rebuke the devourer for our sakes because we are obedient in paying our tithes and giving offerings. Heavenly Father, your word says that you promised to cripple and paralyze the enemy enemy, so he will not be able to come near us. Heavenly Father, we ask you not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground, according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because we are obedient to you and then our tithes and giving offerings. Heavenly Father, we ask that our vine not cast its fruit before its time, according to your word in Malachi 3. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from coming near us or any of our family members, our finances, our fruits, and our ground, because we are obedient to you and paying our tithes and giving offering. Heavenly Father, we ask you to keep us, oh God, to keep our families, to keep our finances, to keep our fruits and our grounds. Bless us, oh God, with the 7 promises of the tithe, as it is written in Malachi 3. We ask you, oh God, right now, oh Lord, you will fulfill us, oh God, to fulfill of these 7 blessings of a tithe, according to John 16:23. Father, we have been obedient in paying our tithes, and we thank you, oh God, as you that have blessed us, and we receive the blessings the blessings of heaven right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, cause all the nations to call us blessed, because you are blessed us, and we are tithers in Jesus Christ's holy name. And Father God, those who have purposed their heart to sow or to pay tithes or give an offering, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will bless them in a mighty way, that they will be able to give as well, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless them, guide us all, and keep us in Jesus Christ's mighty name. For God be the glory. Can we all say amen, amen, and amen. At this time, you all, God bless you. God bless you. Those who are sending their tithes, God bless you. And those who have already sent theirs, we prayed over your tithes and offering. God bless you. At this time, we have our announcements from Sister Dillard. Sister Dillard.
Good evening again. So the month of October is intercessory prayer at 12 midnight and 12 noon. And you can call the numbers 732-434-2510. Wednesday, we have our Bible study. It's at Bible studies at 7 o'clock. And the number you can call is 845-277-9213. And then on Thursday night, we have the preacher and the pastor show at 8 o'clock. You can call 845-277-9213. Sunday service is at 2 p.m. Minister training has been rescheduled for the November 10th at 7 p.m. The classes run on Tuesday at 2 and Saturday at 12 p.m. for 6 months. Disciple class again January. Disciple class again January. Come again.
No, I wasn't saying.
The cyber class begins January of 2021, and we go next Sunday to feed the homeless. We go out every third Sunday to feed the homeless. So if you'd like to make any donations, you can contact Pastor Chantel at 346-719-3349. Amen.
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 God bless you. Thank you for those announcements, Sister Dillard. God bless you. God bless you. Again, you all, the month of October is the month of breakthrough, so we've been in prayer. Oh, God is doing a mighty thing in this month. We started October the 1st, and we'll finish October the 31st. That afternoon, we will wrap up our 31 days of intercessory prayer. So if you can join us, please do so. If you can't make the 12 a.m., make the 12 p.m., vice versa. And that number again is 732-434-2510. Set your clock. Set your clock so you can meet us there. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. At this time, we'll have our benediction and our final words from our very own Pastor Dorsey Manny.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you all once again for being in attendance. Thank you, Sister Dillard, for your diligence, you know, giving the announcements, you know, and giving scripture. You know, I can tell that God is strengthening you more and more and more every single day, every single time I hear your voice. Thank God for you. Now, may the God of peace that brought again Jesus Christ from the dead, our Lord, that great shepherd, the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you what is well and pleasing in this sight, Christ Jesus. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. You all, God bless you. Me and my husband here at the Gospel Public Ministries, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all God intended for you to be. Amen. We bless you to be an encouragement to others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be in a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty, and we bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended. We bless you to operate in a safe and a true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset, not a defect. We bless you to increase in your work. And it's all in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. We love you. And ain't nothing you can do about it, but receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You all take care. We'll see you at midnight tonight. Amen. Love you. God bless you all.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine?